So they pulled up their boats on the shore, left everything, and followed him. What a wonderful experience that Peter, James, and John had at that lake many years ago, as they experienced the power of the living God. First of all, of course, in the miraculous catch of fish, Jesus told them to go out into the deep and put down their nets. He was speaking to experienced fishermen, veterans, men who made a living by their fishing. Now, this didn't seem quite right to Peter, because he responded by saying, "Lord, we've toiled and labored all night long. We've taken nothing." But then he said, "At your word, I will do it. I will go out into the deep and let down the nets." There was something about the Lord's word that motivated Peter beyond all human understanding to do what the Lord had said. And of course, we know from the text that the catch of fish was so great. Those flopping, wriggling fish in the bottom of the boats, a catch so great that the boats began to sink. And Simon Peter said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." When up against the power of the Almighty God himself, Peter felt a sense of his own unworthiness, and perhaps at this time all of his sins, all of his failures began to go through his mind. But Jesus said to him, "Do not be afraid." He calmed their fears. And then he said, "From now on, you will be catching men." We have gathered together in God's house today in order that we might bring our songs and prayers of praise and thanksgiving before the throne of grace, before our Almighty God. And the same Christ who did that miracle many years ago is also with us today. And not only is he with us here, but he also will be wherever we are, because that's his promise, wherever we are called. Our text teaches us that the Lord Jesus Christ cares about us, not just in our physical needs, but more importantly, in our spiritual life as well. Our text teaches us that our Lord calms us by speaking to us those wonderful words, "Fear not, don't be afraid." And he calls us. He calls us then to be not fishermen, but fishers of men. The power for ministry is not with us or in us in any way. Even as we learn theology, even as we learn the languages of the Old and New Testaments in the original way, even though we polish our preaching skills, the power is not in us, but the power is from the Almighty God himself. The power is the power of the gospel, by which our Lord Jesus Christ took our sins and our failures and our guilt and everything else that goes with that, and he carried that to his death on the cross. And when Jesus rose from the grave, he won the victory over death itself. And this wonderful, powerful gospel is now within us, in our hearts and in our lives, by faith. And our Lord Jesus Christ then says to us, "Follow me." The ways of the world are so alluring. The ways of the world are sometimes so tempting. Modern technology seems to be saying to us, if there is a problem, if there's something wrong, let's invent a chip for our computer and we can resolve that problem too. The disciples forsook everything. They left everything, every worldly thing behind as they followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, We experience the gifts of God. Today, our Lord comes to us in His holy word, speaking that comforting word to each of us, don't be afraid, fear not. And even though we sometimes feel like Peter, a great deal of unworthiness because of our own sin, our Lord still permits us to speak and handle the things that are holy, things that are much greater than anything which this world offers. The Lord of life says, don't be afraid. This is your task. This is what I am calling you to do, to proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord. Today we also experience the wonderful power of God in His holy sacrament as our God feeds us with the body and blood of His own Son, Jesus Christ. And He invites us to take and eat and take and drink, because here we receive the very gifts of God. And so we follow Him, looking to Christ to lead us and guide us and direct us in the way that we should go, preparing us for the greatest task of all. Do not be afraid. From now on, you are catching men. Amen.